Imager, the first book of the Imager Portfolio by L. E. Modesitt, Jr., narrated by William DeVries. Copyright 2009 by L. E. Modesitt, Jr. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with L. E. Modesitt, Jr. and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Apprentice and Journeyman. Chapter 1, 743 A.L. Commerce weighs value, yet such weight is but an image, and, as such, is an illusion. The bell announcing dinner rang twice, just twice and no more, for it never did. Rouzo leapt up from his table desk in the sitting room that adjoined our bedchambers, disarraying the stack of papers that represented a composition, doubtless due in the morning. "I'm starved." "You're not. You're merely hungry," I pointed out, carefully placing a paperweight over the work on my table desk. "Starved means great physical deprivation and lack of nourishment. We don't suffer either." "I feel starved. Stop being such a pedant, Wren." The heels of his shoes clattered on the back stairs leading down to the pantry off the dining chamber. 2 weeks ago, Rouzel couldn't even have pronounced pedant, but he'd heard Master Sisyphus use it, and now he applied it to me as often as he could. Younger brothers were worse than vermin, because one could squash vermin and then bathe, something one could not do with younger brothers. With some fortune, since Father would really have preferred that I follow him as a factor, but had acknowledged that I had little interest, I'd be out of the house before Colton was old enough to leave the nursery and eat with us.